the history of Islam. In fact, I think he's the only person that really has that maqam. But he wrote this book, and he called it Al-Fitna wal-Baraya wal-Mahan wal-Razaya wa-Fawa'id al-Badwa wal-Mahan, the book of calamities, tribulations, hardships, and disasters, or the benefits of tribulation and tests. And he wrote it actually to point out all the tests, the benefits that come from having tribulation in your life. And one of the aspects of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taslima, one of the most extraordinary aspects of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, is that he never allowed tribulations to disquiet him. In other words, he never allowed any difficulties that he faced or hardships to perturb him, to put him in a state of turbulence. And the word in Arabic for somebody who has forbearance is called halim. And the word halim is a word that the Prophet ﷺ was described as وَكَانَ أَحْلَمَ النَّاسِ. He had more forbearance than anybody else. That's a description. Now, the word for intellect is hilm. That's one of the words for intellect, is hilm. One of the things they accused the Prophet ﷺ of was يُسَفِّهُ أَحْلَمَ.